President Trump's threat to raise tariffs came just days before top Chinese negotiators are due in Washington for trade talks. As of now, those talks are scheduled to resume on Thursday. And to tell us more about the state of play, NPR's Jim Zaroli joins us now. Hi, Jim.
Hello, Ari.
The U.S. and China have been negotiating for months about trade, and things seemed to be going pretty well up until this weekend. What happened?
Yeah, it seemed like the two countries were really moving toward a deal, which would be just an enormous breakthrough if it happened. There were still some outstanding issues. I mean, the United States wants China to address intellectual property theft and stop subsidizing its businesses. So these are real issues, real hurdles. But I think the feeling until today was that both sides really wanted deal. And people like Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and Larry Kudlow, who's the director of the National Economic Council, were out making a lot of very positive statements about the talks. So I think the financial markets had been sort of lulled into thinking that a deal was in the works. And then all of a sudden, everything just changed. Things just seemed to have collapsed.
So this goes back to the question, what happened? I mean, what triggered President Trump's tweets?
Well, we don't know for sure, but the president's trade representative, Robert Lighthizer, said late this afternoon that China had backtracked on some of the promises it made. He said, we felt we were on track to get somewhere. Over the course of the last week or so, we've seen an erosion in commitments by China. I would say retreating from commitments that have already been made in our judgment, unquote. He said, we're moving backwards instead of forwards, and that is not acceptable to the president. And then the Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin, said something similar. He said the talks had gone substantially backward, but they did not provide any real details about what the disagreement is right now.
Okay, so tell us about the impact of this. The stock market opened a lot lower this morning after the president's comments. It came back somewhat after that. What's going on?
Yeah, I think Trump's tweets really scared people. I mean, he's talking about raising tariffs from 10 to 25% on $200 billion in imports and doing it as early as Friday. So a lot of companies that do a great deal of business in China, like Apple and Qualcomm, they saw their stocks fall. And then today, Robert Lighthizer, you know, said for sure that will happen 1 minute after midnight on Friday. So that will be a really big deal if it actually happens. But I think a lot of people in the stock market today were asking, you know, how serious is Trump? Is this just a negotiating tactic? Is he trying to, you know, squeeze China a little more? The United States has gotten some good economic news lately, like Friday's unemployment report. And, you know, maybe Trump feels like he can play hardball, that the U.S. economy can withstand a little bit of a trade war. So I think people today were trying to figure out what that meant. And then after the markets closed, Lighthizer came out and made these comments about the tariffs, and you saw the stock futures fall again. So we are in a very volatile situation, really a high-stakes environment that's going to affect a lot of businesses, and it's a pretty safe bet that tomorrow the markets are going to open lower.
And then on Thursday, these talks between the U.S. and China are scheduled to resume. What do you expect to happen?
Well, the trip is still on. You know, it was a question of who will be part of the delegation. China could try to send a message by downgrading the delegation. I talked to Ishwar Prasad of the Brookings Institution today, and he said the Chinese government really doesn't want to be seen as weak.
The complication right now is that the Chinese cannot afford domestically to be seen as cravenly giving in to U.S. demands, which in the Chinese narrative are multiplying by the day.
At the same time, China wants to get a deal. Its economy is slowing. A trade war with the United States would really aggravate the problems it faces.
That's NPR's Jim Zaroli. Thank you.
You're welcome.